Modern medicine, a branch of science that seeks to serve humanity through a combination of technology and centuries of accumulated knowledge and experience. Scientists are discovering new facts every day and developing new means of treatment in research centers that have been established with an enormous amount of investment. But let us now go back some 1,400 years into the past, where none of our present-day advantages apply, and technological equipment doesn't exist. Yet, there is a light that has been held up to the world of medicine from those days up until today. It is the health advice and exemplary practices that our Prophet, may God bless him and grant him peace, imparted to his community, and it occupies a wide place in the world of medicine today. Our Prophet Muhammad was exceedingly knowledgeable on medicine, as he was in all other fields, and was exemplary for all the worlds. The advice that has come down to us today by means of the Hadith reveals that our blessed Prophet was aware of many diagnoses established by present-day medicine. This, of course, is thanks to the intellect and inspiration bestowed on him by God. The majority of our Prophet's advice on the subject of health consists of measures that are approved today by experts. Thanks to God's flawless plan, the trillions of cells and many systems in our bodies work non-stop so that we may enjoy healthy lives. Numerous functions are at work in our bodies at the same time. Our immune system fights off microbes, while cells in our lungs permit us to breathe. And cells in our stomachs work to digest the food that we may have eaten some hours before. Each one performs its functions to the letter. We are thus able to carry on living without disruption to our lives. Disorders that occur due to disruptions in our system are sufficient enough to remind us of what a great blessing health really is. Health is one of the greatest blessings bestowed on everyone by God in His power as the All-Merciful. There can be no doubt that when health is accompanied with faith, one better understands what an enormous blessing it is and how health serves as a means of offering greater thanks to God. Our Prophet revealed that being healthy was a blessing of paradise. Mu'adh bin Abdullah relates from his father and uncle, the Prophet, may Allah bless him and bring him peace, stated that wealth is pleasant and does no harm if accompanied by godliness. If health is accompanied by godliness, it is superior to wealth. Being healthy is one of the blessings of paradise. The diseases that appear in the life of this world are trials created by Almighty God for His servant. However, our Lord, the infinitely compassionate, has created all these diseases together with drug, cures, and treatment, and has thus made this trial easier. Many illnesses can be cured thanks to advanced therapies and drugs. Our Prophet also made it clear that illnesses were created together with cures and advised people to take necessary measures to ensure good health. Among these are visits to the doctor and the use of relevant medicines. The hadith of our Prophet that deal with this subject are as follows. God has created no problem without a cure. He who knows that cure will take medicines and be freed from it, and he who does not know will continue to have that problem. But death has no cure. Khalil ibn Yasar relates, "The Prophet came to inquire after a sick person. He said, 'Bring a doctor.' They replied, 'O Prophet, do you also tell us to call a doctor?' He replied, 'Yes. God has sent no problem which does not have a solution.'" While advising his companions to be careful of their health, Prophet Muhammad also commanded them to seek out and find the best doctors when they fell ill. One event that took place emphasizes our Prophet's exemplary sensitivity on this subject. Zayd ibn Aslam relates, "Someone's wound was inflamed. The Prophet brought two doctors from the tribe of the Ban al-Anmad for him. He asked them, 'Which of you is the better doctor?' They said, 'That one,' and then asked, 'O Prophet, is medicine truly auspicious and beneficial?' He replied, 'God sent the problem. He has also sent the cure.'" When a believer falls ill, he prays to God for good health. As an extension of that prayer, he takes action and goes to the doctor. He begins taking medicine, but never forgets that the definitive cure actually comes from God. God has revealed this fact in the Quran, in the words of Prophet Abraham. "He who created me and guides me, he who gives me food and gives me drink, and when I am ill, it is he who heals me, he who will cause my death, then give me life." Like spiritual cleanliness, physical cleanliness is also one of the fundamental tenets of Islam. A Muslim must at all times display the necessary scrupulousness and fastidiousness with regard to cleanliness, one of the observances made obligatory by our Lord. believers are physically, spotlessly clean. The places where they live, their bodies and clothes are all immaculate. They seek to make their surroundings resemble the immaculately clean environment in paradise, as described in the Quran. Almighty God commanded Prophet Abraham to clean the Kaaba, together with his son Prophet Ishmael, for Muslims to worship in, and revealed the importance of cleanliness. We contracted with Abraham and Ishmael, "Purify my house for those who circle it, and those who stay there, and those who bow and who prostrate." Another reason why so much attention is paid to cleanliness in the Quran may well be its important influence on human health. It is well known, for instance, that washing is a very effective way of getting rid of static electricity in the body. In addition to the physical cleanliness that comes with washing, the stress and tension that build up in a person are also reduced. Therefore, washing has a therapeutic effect on a great many physical and psychological disorders, particularly with regard to stress and fevers. Moreover, the germs that cause disease multiply in dirty environments and pose a threat to human health. Another point emphasized by our Prophet with regard to cleanliness is the washing of the hands before and after eating. The hadith on this subject goes, Salman relates, "I read in the Torah, the blessing of food is washing the hands and mouth after eating," it said. I told the Prophet, "The blessing of food is washing them before and after eating," he said. Depression, the sickness of our time. Stress and depression, which afflict so many people in the present day, do not just inflict psychological harm, but also manifest themselves in negative physical effects in the body. Chronic stress in particular may lead to severe damage by altering the body's functions. One of the most serious diseases caused by stress is heart attack. Researchers have shown that the level of heart attacks in aggressive, panicky, impatient, competitive, hate-filled, and fanatical people is greater than that in those people who exhibit less such behavior. Under stress, the brain increases the production of cholesterol in the body and weakens the immune system. In the absence of stress and obsessions, our lymphocytes are better able to combat and fight off infections, rheumatic diseases, and even cancer. For this, prayer and submission to God are essential. There is no doubt that a believer who continually prays to God who is aware that everything that befalls him is a trial from God, and who submits to him, will be released from his trouble more quickly. The power of our Lord, by which he rids people of their troubles and responds to prayer, is revealed in the Quran. He who responds to the oppressed when they call on him and removes their distress and has appointed you as successors on the earth. Is there another deity besides God? How little you pay heed. Prophet Muhammad stated in the Hadith that stress leads to sickness. Abu Huraira relates, the Prophet said, whoever has a bad temperament keeps his body troubled, and whoever has much sorrow makes himself ill. Ibn Mesud, the Prophet said, a variety of worries bring with them a variety of sicknesses. Ibn Talib relates, the Prophet said, there is nothing worse or more fierce in the creatures created by God than worry. The air we breathe, the water we drink, the food we eat, our homes, our places of work, in short, everywhere we spend our lives, are full of enemies of which we are generally unaware. Viruses. We only became aware of the existence of these entities with the discovery of the electron microscope. Viruses may be only 1/1000th of a millimeter in size, and have such simple structures that they cannot even be regarded as cells. They are therefore excluded from the living world by many scientists. Even if as a category they are excluded from the living world, it is still an indisputable fact that they possess many superior abilities. Viruses confuse the cell through the tactics they employ and do not allow their presence to be detected. They enter a cell in a most expert manner, and after occupying it in the same expert way, they turn the cell into a virus production factory, replicating themselves. Bacteria enter the body in a number of ways and cause a full-scale war there. These wars, which sometimes result in very serious illnesses, clearly reveal the power and ability concealed in a living thing just a few microns in size. Vast numbers of people throughout history have lost their lives as a result of contagious diseases caused by bacteria and viruses. For example, the 1918 flu epidemic led to the deaths of 20 million people, even more than the amount of people who died in the World War I. People wore masks to prevent the disease from spreading, but the epidemic continued because people continued to live alongside those who were infected. History has many times witnessed mass deaths caused by contagious diseases. until a solution was found in the form of quarantine. Diseases were prevented from spreading by keeping infected individuals away from healthy ones. Plague epidemics, for instance, were only able to be prevented by means of quarantine. Today we know that some diseases are spread by contact between people, and quarantine is a means of stopping the spread of disease. Very special quarantine methods are implemented for diseases caused by viruses whose manner of spreading has still not yet been discovered. The disease is thus prevented from spreading. The patient is taken to hospital inside an advanced medical capsule by special health teams. People carrying the patient have no form of contact with him or her. Special gloves are used for this purpose. Because it is not yet known how the virus spreads, even the slightest contact could be dangerous. Other people who will care for the patient wear special sealed clothing impermeable to air. When these security precautions are fully implemented, they are able to enter the patient's environment and carry on their investigations. This quarantine practice we are watching is an advanced example in modern medicine. Our Prophet also recommended, in the 6th century, the use of quarantine in the face of infectious diseases. He stated that quarantine should definitely be practiced, and he prevented disease from spreading by forbidding the patient to leave. Usama ibn Zayd relates, "The Prophet spoke of the plague. The Prophet said, 'That is a torment inflicted on a community from the communities that lived in the past. The present plague is a continuation of it. If you hear there is an outbreak somewhere, do not go there, and if it appears where you are, then do not flee and leave.'" Obesity, or being excessively overweight. The name of one of the most commonly encountered disorders in our time. According to research, obesity began increasing rapidly worldwide in the last 20 years and is now spreading just like an epidemic. The main cause of this disease is an excessive and unbalanced diet. Obesity is a disease that affects such systems as the heart and vascular system, the respiratory system, the hormone system, and the digestive system, and leads to a wide range of serious diseases. In his own time, our beloved Prophet, drew attention to the harm done by overeating and by poor nutrition. There is nothing more harmful than a person filling his stomach. A person should eat just enough to straighten his back. On the one hand, medicine looks for new possibilities in the treatment of disease, and on the other, it concentrates on a healthy life and the prevention of disease. The most intensive work in this field concerns nutrition. That is because an unbalanced diet can lead to various diseases, including cancer. Prophet Muhammad took great care of his health. He selected his food with care and recommended those around him to eat beneficial things. He preferred low cholesterol meat, leguminous plants, fruits, and vegetables, which have only been discovered in the present day to be beneficial to arterial health. We may witness this exemplary behavior of our Prophet in these hadith. Abu Musa relates, "Our Prophet would eat chicken." In one account he says, "I saw him eat chicken meat." Ibn Zayd relates, "Our Prophet loved grapes and watermelon." Talha relates, "I went up to the Prophet. He had a quince in his hand. Talha," he said, "take this and eat it, for it eases the heart." He relates from Haysama ibn Aswad, "The Prophet said, 'Acquire good health from the Quran and from honey.'" The health benefits from these foods referred to in the hadith were discovered only recently, yet the fact that they were recommended by our Prophet to his companions 1400 years ago is one of the proofs of God's inspiration of the Prophet. Let us now briefly touch on the benefits of some of these foods recommended by Prophet Muhammad. Honey, revealed as a source of vitality by our Prophet, is of enormous importance to human health. Thus it is that in countries where science is most developed, a branch of research solely devoted to beekeeping and bee products has been established. The benefits to be gained from eating honey can be summarized thus. Despite having a high acid content, honey can be easily digested by even the most sensitive stomachs. It enters the bloodstream very quickly, making it a rapid source of energy. When mixed with warm water, honey enters the bloodstream in 7 minutes. It enhances the functioning of the brain due to the free sugars it contains. Honey supplies an important part of the energy needed by the body in order to make blood. It also assists with the cleaning of the blood. It has a regulatory and facilitative effect on circulation, and also provides important protection against hardening of the arteries. With these and many other properties, honey is a true source of good health. Grapes have a high nutritional value and are an important source of nutrition from the point of view of being rich in vitamins and minerals. They are very important for heart and vascular health due to the antioxidants they contain and are recommended by doctors. Red grape and seed essence in particular is produced and used in tablet form. Grapes are also known for their blood-building properties. Grape molasses, for example, are particularly effective against anemia. Water, the importance of which is stressed in the hadith of our Prophet, has countless beneficial effects on the body's organs. The health of a great many organs, such as the sweat glands, stomach, intestines, kidneys, and skin, and many more besides, depends on sufficient quantities of water entering the body. The treatment of a disorder that may occur in these areas is again possible by means of reinforcing the body with water. Fatigue, tiredness, and lethargy can also be overcome by increasing the level of water in the body and thus regularly ridding it of toxins. Our Prophet revealed the importance of water in a hadith. Abdullah ibn Buraida relates, "The Prophet stated, 'Water is superior to all beverages in the world and the hereafter.'" The mouth is the easiest place in the body for germs to reach. This means that oral hygiene is no less important than bodily hygiene. Our Prophet attached great importance to dental care. He was the first person in history to use a stick of wood with suitable fibers, known as a miswak, as a toothbrush. In describing our beloved Prophet, the companions report that his teeth were spotlessly clean, immaculately white, and bright like pearls. Our Prophet served as a role model for a pre-Islamic society that knew nothing about cleanliness and educated them in the best possible way by giving them information inspired by Almighty God. Jabir relates, "The Prophet said, 'Performing hilal on the teeth cleans them, makes them white, strengthens their roots, and makes the mouth smell sweet.'" Information about how the teeth should be brushed is also provided in this hadith. The method described as hilal is the brushing of the teeth in a circular manner, in the form of a crescent moon. This technique is different to side-to-side brushing, which damages the enamel and can lead to abrasion of the teeth. Circular brushing is also recommended in current-day dental practice and is described as the best way of preventing food particles accumulating between the teeth. We all know that the teeth should be brushed after every meal. Our prophet also recommended frequent brushing. In addition, checkups every 6 months are essential for healthy teeth. Our Prophet, who was charged by God with communicating the moral values of the Quran to his servants, was a role model to his community in every sphere throughout the course of his life. Through such virtues as his sensitivity on Quranic moral values, his fear of and devotion to God, his courage, justice, compassion, and intellect, our Prophet is a role model for all the world. Our Prophet, who lived some 1400 years ago, was also a role model for all Muslims in terms of healthy living and balanced nutrition, imparting to his community medical information that we have only been able to discover in the present age. Each of these pieces of advice is of great importance to believers. It must not be forgotten that our bodies are one of the greatest blessings bestowed on us, and that they work on our behalf 24 hours a day. Everyone has a duty to take good care of this blessing, the human body, and by God's leave, to do all in his or her power to live a long and healthy life. Health is a major precondition for being able to fulfill God's commandments and to serve Islam. The valuable advice of our Prophet, all of which is in full agreement with modern medicine, will illuminate our path in this regard. Every human being has a responsibility to give thanks to God for every moment of good health and to serve Him in the proper manner. In one verse, God has stated, He has given you everything you have asked Him for. If you tried to number God's blessings, you could never count them. Man is indeed wrongdoing, ungrateful.